This is Bob.
Hey, Bob. My name's Amy Nelson. I'm calling with the Google Guarantee Department. How are you doing today?
Good.
I'm over here at Local Splash. Your account came across my desk as a possible upgrade for Google Guarantee. Have you heard of it?
I heard a little bit about it. They told me some about it and said I need to talk to somebody about it.
I'm the one you go and talk to.
Okay.
Are you having a good Friday so far?
Yeah, so far so good.
I'm glad to hear it. Fantastic. So, Buggy Bob's Pest Control. I think that's a very catchy name. So the way that Google Guaranteed works is it is a specific pay-per-lead service that has been set up directly by Google in order to trump things like Angie's List or Home Advisor or any of the other pay-per-lead services. And the fact that clients only pay per Google Guaranteed valid lead and the customers only reach out to you, so you're the only one getting the lead. You only pay for qualified leads, and the lead cost is locked in at a flat rate. There are a few requirements for Google Guaranteed. Do you have a business license or insurance for the company?
Of course, yes.
Okay. And I'm assuming, dear Bob, that you can pass a background check, right?
Right.
And how many face-to-face employees do you have, sir?
I don't have any employees.
Okay. All right. So you would be the only one going on the application. So the way the application works is we have to, there's a $250 application fee that goes for processing the application and Google Guaranteed setup along with also the background check. Now, if at any point you choose to add employees, there is no additional charge for those background checks. It's all included in the price. If you hire one employee or you hire 20 employees, we get them all background checked and certified within the company, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, what happens is we have what we call here a client interview for the Google Guarantee. We're going to verify keywords. We're going to verify service radius, exactly how and where you want to be coming up. We're going to get the proper documents that we need from you, social security number, driver's license number, the business license, as well as the insurance for the company. And then we submit the – it also requires 1 5-star review for this. So what happens is we send you a tiny URL. So it's a specific link directly to your company, and you have to get at least 1 5-star review for the application. Once we have all the documents for the application, which we try to get them, and we work with you very closely to get it moving as quickly as possible, we can submit the application. If we get it done in a timely manner, I've seen it Google Guaranteed get approved within less than 2 weeks. If it takes longer to get those documents from you, then the maximum time it would take is 4 to 8 weeks, okay?
Okay.
Now, once Google Guarantee approval has been given and you are considered a service provider for Google Guaranteed, we will be able to provide you with the Google Guaranteed badge, and that badge will go straight onto the website. It will also go onto the Google Guaranteed listing up at the very tippy top of the page. Now, the advantage to having Google Guaranteed leads coming in is that the lead cost is locked in. Your lead cost is set at a flat rate of $46.67. That price will never go up or fluctuate. You will not pay for calls that are spam or solicitation if it's a location you don't serve or a service you don't provide. Google Guaranteed acts as a partner and guarantees your work for up to $2,000 worth of additional insurance for the lifetime of the service that you have given them, and that's for customer peace of mind. Now, when those Google Guaranteed leads come in, Bob, the cool thing about it is that you have a specific call tracking number that is assigned directly to you. So, for one, you're going to know for a fact this is a Google Guaranteed lead coming in because the caller ID says Google Guaranteed lead. The client's contacting you. You're not having to chase them down. They're only contacting you. You don't have to share the lead. And the call is recorded. So if for any reason it was an invalid lead, it was not a qualified lead, then you're not charged for that because Google has that call recording, we have that call recording, and you also have access to that call recording. Okay?
Okay.
Google does require a minimum monthly budget for this, for 13 Google guaranteed leads. Once the application's been processed and you've been approved, you're looking at a flat rate of $609 a month. That is for 13 Google guaranteed leads. And if for any reason you didn't use the entire budget in a month, it would roll over to the following month. If for any reason you paused the campaign, paused the leads coming in, then again, that would still roll over to the following month. You're not automatically charged the next minimum monthly budget.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me?
So far, no.
Are you ready to give it a shot?
No. Because I've done like Home Advisor before it changed to Angie's List, and I've done Angie's List too because I was on Home Advisor for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and they do have multiple people on each lead, so
mm-hmm.
it's not
right.
You can have to sell the lead. If you don't sell the
right.
lead, then you still pay for it, but you don't get anything out of it. So
right.
So the Google sounds better to me, even though mm-hmm. The cost wise, some of it's better because I've seen leads go up consecutively since I've been doing it, and I've been doing it. Oh, 5 or 6 years on Home Advisor, so.
Mm-hmm.
Also Thumbtack. Now, Thumbtack's seems to be doing the same thing, too, and they sell them to multiple people, the same lead. So, again, so you have to sell it. So the
mm-hmm.
whole thing is, it really appeals to me that you're the only one that the lead.
Right.
So.
You know, Bob, Google built this pay-per-lead program to trump those programs. So the thing about Angie's, Thumbtack, Nextdoor, Home Advisor, Porch, House, all the pay-per-leads is
right.
that what they are some of Google's biggest clients. Okay? They purchase
right.
Google Ads, which isn't the same spot we're offering you. Okay? They purchase Google Ads directly from Google. They spend between, I don't know, like, $2 to $4 million a month.
Yeah.
In Google Ads. And then they got to make that back. So that makes sense
right.
to you how they make that back, right? It's coming literally straight out of your pocket. Whether that's why you're chasing the lead, that's why they're selling it to multiple people, that's why those programs are designed like that where you have to sell the lead. The advantage to Google Guaranteed is for the consumer, okay, the consumer goes on to Google and they're looking for a specific service. Now, in your line of work, especially
uh-huh.
when they're going into the house and whatnot, because you're not only doing pest control on the outside of the house, you're doing pest control on the inside of the house.
Inside, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
They want to know that they're working with somebody that they can trust. I recently had a pest control company that was doing a door-to-door sort of thing that came over here to my house. And
uh-huh.
me and my husband were eating lunch, and the guy was acting kind of nervous, and he was young, and he wasn't quite sure. And I'm like, well, let me ask you some questions, Like I said, come inside and have a seat. That's the type
mm-hmm.
of person I am. I want to see what does your character say about you, right? But
absolutely.
You're not going to be able to go, and you probably don't want to go door to door to do anything like that. But what this does, this gives you the top level of verification through Google that the Google is vouching for you. Google is saying this is a guaranteed service provider. Google backs this service provider. It's not available to
right.
every person in every category or every area, okay?
Yeah.
But that's why we want to work with a quality company when we're doing something like this. But in addition to that, the response on that is that you also get a guaranteed qualified lead as opposed to having to jump through hoops, lower your price, chase the client down, them not respond, you get charged anyway. It's really a win-win
situation. And that happens
situation.
A lot, especially with Home Advisor and Angie's leads.
Well,
that really
I can,
happens a whole lot. Yeah.
I can tell you, once you're approved, you can let go of those pay-per-lead services altogether. You're not going to need any of that. Anything that you were spending with them, Bob, you would be able to put into this. If at any point you said, you know what, Amy, let's crank it up. I want X amount of leads a week, a month. Then you put that money in, and then it goes directly for those leads. And the cool thing about it is there's no contract. You get advanced reporting on the entire thing. It is literally a win-win.
Right.
This is the best product I've seen Google come out with yet.
Oh, wow. Well, it sounds good.
I really think that you're going to love it. I think it would be a great addition to what you got going on. And I do believe that it would be a strong replacement, if not the only. I mean, I don't want to be big-headed about it, but I believe that in a very short amount of time, you would determine that this is a superior product and the only one that you really need as far as leads go.
Okay.
So how do you feel about moving forward?
All right. Sounds good. So
okay.
How do we do it?
All right.
What cool. do we do first?
Well, first things first, I'm good. Do you prefer text messages or do you prefer emails?
Text messages are fine because I think it's better to communicate that than with an email. You have to go to Google or somewhere. You have to find an email address. You may or may not find that.
Right.
And text messages you get almost immediately. So
okay.
I think text messages.
So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to text you over the application. Okay? But I am going to send it over in email form in case you want to blow it up on the computer. The application
okay.
is going to be your responsibility to fill out
okay.
and get it done as far as you possibly can. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to schedule you a client interview that is specific for this application. So it's going to answer any further questions that you may have in order to get that application processed. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I don't know. Let me see. Let me get this sent out to you first. Stand by here. How's your guys' weather?
It's still a little warm, but... You know, we're not getting rain, so that's good.
All right. My friend lives in Missouri, and she says they're about to get 12 days of rain.
Yeah. And so, you know, I know some people in Mississippi that are getting a lot of rain. But, and I think that's the hurricane coming to the...
Oh, is there one coming?
Yeah, there was one that was coming up out of a, you know, and coming on land. So I think that's what was bringing a lot of water.
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
But it's not reaching us yet. We could use a little bit of rain, but no. You know, with rain comes grass growing, and grass growing comes mowing. And
which
mowing
comes bugs.
Humidity. And, yeah, but it does create insects. So
Yeah, it brings
creates
the whole
insects,
in, right?
You know, a little more intensified on the insects.
Mm-hmm.
But we're getting some here in Oklahoma. I mean, Oklahoma's got every season
mm-hmm.
in 30 days. So.
Wow. In 30 days. In 30 days.
Yeah. Let's say like in February we had snow and then we mm-hmm. had, you know, warmer weather and then we had hot weather and then we had rainy weather. So we deal with it in 30 days. You could deal with every season. In a month.
Oh,
okay. So,
wow. That's
and it
intense.
It changes around, but like
yeah.
we've had here in August, it's been pretty hot, but July was one of the hottest Julys we've had.
Mm.
And then also earlier in the year, we had some of the coldest days that we had. Right now. So you never know. It's Oklahoma, so you stay here a while, it's going to change.
It's going to change.
Yeah.
Well,
absolutely.
I did get that email sent over to you, and then I've sent over the application to you as well via text, okay, via email. So what I would like to do, if it's okay with you, I mean, I can schedule that client interview to review that application, but I'd like to give you some time with it. So
okay. Should
we set the client interview for Monday?
Yeah, let's do that.
What time is best?
Probably the best time would be about now. I try to get everything done earlier in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Being, you know, I try to schedule from, you know, 7 to, you know, noon.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's going to be 108 degrees in the shade.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's not fun. Okay.
And then later in the day also, but still right about now is probably the best time.
Okay. So I have that scheduled. It's going to be for approximately between 3 and 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. Okay.
All right. I'll look at the application, see if I can get it filled out, and we'll get that part done.
Yep. Now, the last thing that I do have to do is I have to go ahead and process the application fee. Are we going to process that onto the card that we currently have on file, the visa ending in 0732?
Yes.
All right. You're going to receive email receipt and notification of that now.
Okay.
Okay. That's coming through. And then what's going to happen is about, I want to remind you that the technician's going to contact you from our 877 phone number when they contact you on that, okay?
Yeah.
Now, they're going to contact you. The technician's name is going to be Ivan. He's going to be calling you, and he's just going to be reviewing the application with you, making sure any questions you have, that's when that time is going to be, okay?
Okay.
Now, as of right now, everything else is squared away. The other thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to send you out my direct phone number and extension line. That way, if you wind up having any additional questions, Bob, you can call me. Okay?
Alrighty.
And outside of that, I would wish you a good weekend unless you have any other questions for me.
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
All right. You have a blessed day. Thanks for your time.
Oh. You betcha. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.